The U.S. Army and Marine Corps Counterinsurgency Field Manual is required reading for troops on front lines to their commanders at the Pentagon, but the 400-page manual has become surprisingly popular with the general public this year. More than 2 million copies have been downloaded in the first 2 months after the manual was posted on the Internet, and there's now a paperback edition published by the University of Chicago Press. Sarah Sewell is director of the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. She wrote the introduction to the paperback edition, which, by the way, has a foreword from General David Petraeus, now head of U.S. forces in Iraq. Professor Sewell joins us from Harvard. Thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be here, Scott.
And do you have any theory as to why this book's become so popular, apparently?
One is that current operation in Afghanistan and Iraq have concerned people and left them wondering, can we really do these kinds of operations? But I think there's a broader yearning for a way of understanding the security environment, and the statements from this administration, while they talk about a terror threat, don't do much in the way of providing a worldview and a framework for thinking about the U.S. role in confronting it. And ironically, I think this field manual goes farthest in providing us with a useful framework.
You say that counterinsurgency brings out the worst and the best in regular armies.
It is really associated with dirty wars. And we've seen in Iraq that troops that are not properly trained and equipped and that are deployed for long periods of time can really fall prey to the same tactics that the enemy uses.
The manual says that the object of counterinsurgency operations should be to secure civilians as a priority above destroying the enemy.
In counterinsurgency, your goal is to enhance the legitimacy and the capability of the host nation government. To do that, you have to create a secure environment for the population. Whereas in conventional war, force protection for yourself was consistent with the destruction of the enemy.
Could you say an operation that destroys, say, 5 insurgents but harms 50 civilians is counterproductive?
Absolutely, and the manual says that very explicitly.
The field manual is very frank about saying to fight this kind of war effectively and ethically, it will necessarily entail more risk than traditional strategies of blowing up a target.
Right, and that's not something that we're accustomed to as a nation. We have, since Vietnam, decided that we would fight from a distance using our advantages in technology and firepower and our overwhelming conventional superiority. And we've had the experience of minimal risk compared to the casualties that we've inflicted, compared often to the casualties that civilians have suffered in the wars we've fought. This manual explains that we can no longer enjoy that distance.
Is it your impression that General Petraeus, who you kind of share ink space with in the book, is a different kind of military commander? Doesn't he rather famously ask soldiers, "What did you do for Iraq today?"
It's a whole different mentality, and I think it must be extremely frustrating to come into Iraq at this stage of the game in charge of the operation with the litany of mistakes that have gone before him. And so many observers erroneously equate the doctrine with Iraq or the doctrine with the surge, when in many ways they're antithetical. And it's very important to understand that there is resistance within the U.S. military to this doctrine. And one of the reasons that I think it's so important that the public read this doctrine is to recognize this doctrine tells us what we can do so that we're not making the mistakes that we've made in Iraq.
Sarah Sewell, director of the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.